I've surprisingly pulled up really well from the groin after the game. And I think for me, just mentally, just trying to get through those demons, the body's going to probably be 70 to 80% most games, and I just got to be mentally strong enough to play and get through it. And it was a good stepping stone from Thursday night. And it's going to show I'm not going to be great 100% each and every week, but at times I'm going to be pretty good, and then sometimes I'm going to be crap. So for me, just getting my head right and being able to do whatever I can, and just the little things for the team.
Welcome back to the Captain's Run. It's time for the good oil, thanks to the Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
That was interesting, listening to Cam Munster there.
That was super interesting.
Yeah, talking about his injury, having to deal with some mental demons, Kempy. And actually, the thing I took out of that most was how he spoke about this season not being at 100%. You know, he's just going to have to deal with not being at 100%. He might be 70% one week. He might be 80% one week. And just, you know, trying to stay mentally strong throughout this season and be able to get up for those games. So interesting to hear that from Cam Munster, not only for a Melbourne Storm point of view, but also Queensland. Sort of, you know, coming around State of Origin time when, you know, it starts to get into the middle of the season. It's grinding footy. That's when the bodies start to fatigue and break down, and wondering whether he'll be at his very best. I'm sure that's music to the ears of the New South Welshman tuning in. But interesting. It was great to see him back on the park. He'd missed the first, you know, obviously four rounds with that groin issue that he's battling with. But great to see him back partnering Jerome Hughes. The first time, actually, that those four, Harry Grant, Jerome Hughes, Munster, and Pappenhausen have played together since, I think it was round 18, 2022. So, yeah, been a long time.
It was really exciting to see as a footy fan, you know, the fruits of the machine that Bellyache was trying to build with that spine, if you know what I'm saying. We hadn't seen them play together for so long. I think a lot of us forgot what the whole system and game plan was that the Storm was going for with those, you know, that key signing of Grant, Hughes, Munster and Pappy. And if one of them's missing, obviously it's still really good, but it's not great. With all of them together, geez, like sometimes in the ruck with the Broncos, it was kind of like, what are we, this is impossible to defend.
Mm. Yeah, well, mate, there's no doubt that it's been a long time and they've really missed that combination of those four. You know, that's their key position players, right? So it's been a battle through injuries to all four players. They've spent some time off the field, mostly Pappenhausen, Hughes and now Munster. Harry Grant's been there for the most part. But, yeah, it was great to see all four getting back together. You can only assume that combination's going to grow and get stronger if they can stay on the park. And, they looked a little bit rusty at times with you know, their connection on the footy field and their timing and whatnot. But I think it's great for the Storm in particular that those four are back. And, you know, hopefully they get the big man back soon as well, Nelson Asova-Solomone. He's played a couple of weeks in reserve grade. I think he's named on the extended bench for the Storm this week. Don't know whether he'll play in this match. Maybe another week away. But they're close to their strongest lineup. But, look, it was good to see Munster back out there. Fingers crossed that he can stay on the paddock because, you know, the word's coming from his own mouth that, you know, he's going to have to battle this injury all season.
Yeah, that's really interesting that we're yet to kind of get a diagnosis as to what the problem
is. It actually is.
Mm. And to almost openly be saying, this year I essentially won't be at 100%, or at least at points in the year, I won't be at 100%. Whereas, you know, nearly every injury that you ever see on a footy field, there is a plan back to 100%. So it's something, it's a space that we've got to watch as Queensland fans, but also as Storm fans, because you'd have to assume if they are to make a premiership push, you know, Munster will be a part of that. Mm. But what are your thoughts on the way they played on the weekend, mate?
Well, I thought they did a good job. I was fascinated to watch Craig Bellamy, though, Kempy, like post-game. I don't know how many people watched this match, but to watch him after the game and sitting in the coach's box. He actually sat there for like several minutes afterwards with, I don't know how to explain it. Actually, it was sort of like just a deadpan look on his face, wasn't it? And I can only assume he was sitting there thinking to himself, like, okay, well, we got the 2 points. I'm really happy with that. But like, what did I just watch?
What did I just watch? Yeah, you're absolutely right, because the argument you could make is this: is like, okay, the attack was so good that some of those tries, you know, usually no matter how well you defend, you're not going to be able to stop them. But at the same time, it's like, well, if I say that, then I'm excusing, you know, maybe an error here or there. Very hard game to kind of, I guess, review with your players, because there was so much good in it, but then also there was bad in it as well.
Well, that's right, yeah. And I think that's been, it's a good way to sum up Melbourne's season, is that, like, out of the victories that they've had, like, there's been plenty of effort. They've played some good football, but it's been off the back of mostly effort. You know what I mean? And they've done what they've had to do to get the wins. Mm. He would have been sitting there thinking, righto, we've got the 2 points, that's great. We maintain our spot in the top four, but we conceded 32 points, Kempy.
Yeah.
They conceded 32. Mm. And that's off the back of like a couple of howlers for the Broncos. Mm. Howlers.
Yeah.
Jesse Arthur's in the corner.
Oh, don't say it.
Just had to catch and score it.
Why?
And I think the other one that I still have in the back of my mind was Katoni Staggs at dummy half. Yeah, you make a bit of a break.
Yeah.
He got to dummy half and just overthought it, I reckon. He just had a million things going on in his mind.
Yeah.
All he had to do was pass it off the ground to, I think, was it Ezra Mam just standing there?
Billy Walters, I think.
Walters. Like, just there was a gaping hole right beside the ruck, and if he passes it off the ground, they score. So a couple of tries went begging, and possibly a chance to win the match. But look, you know, Storm survived, and they're doing a lot of good things at the moment. But I think Craig's sort of sitting back thinking, you know, I think we can be going better than what we are at the moment.
Well, you know what? Your match-winning try summed up exactly what you're talking about, because it was literally Wishart going, I'm going to run as hard as I possibly can at a front rower.
Two front rowers,
essentially. And I'm just going to want to score more than they want to stop me to score.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything pretty. It wasn't at the back and kicking. You know, it was genuinely effort.
Yeah, well, that was the one really that sort of put him in front and pretty much wrapped it up for them. I know they got that consolation one up at the end with that little volley of Xavier Coates, and Hughes scored. But that was just Tyron Wishart saying, look, give me the ball. I'm just going to run over the top of guys that are bigger than me and I'm going to score it. So yeah, I think he said as much in his press conference at the end of the game, Craig Bellamy. He said, look, that was such a strange game to watch. Really happy with the result, and we got 2 points, but yeah, we got a fair bit to work on.
Now, Nick Meaney has re-signed. We've got some audio of Meaney's re-signing.
Happy about it. Obviously got a young family now, so it's good to take care of them and know where I'm going to be for the next couple of years. And, you know, I'm really enjoying my time at the club and look forward to building on, you know, my game at centre now, and that allows me to over the next couple of years.
Mate, I am such a fan of Nick Meaney, and I think that if you guys have got a million examples, but if you ever want an example of like what the Storm's all about, it's players like Meaney, it's players like King. Like, a guy like Meaney was struggling to make the Bulldogs, struggling to make the Knights, and now I'd make the argument that he's one of Bellamy's first picked in the 17. You know, where he plays is a question, but first picked in the 17. What are your thoughts about this, Meaney?
Yeah, well, firstly, well done to Nick Meaney for re-signing with the Storm. And I think as long as Pappenhausen stays fit, he might have found his position there in the centres. I know he can play wing as well. But you're right, like when he was playing at the Dogs, played on the wing, was struggling really to, you know, to sort of score points, which is, you know, that's a winger's job, is to score tries. But he's come down to Melbourne and really just, He's found a new energy. He looks rejuvenated. He must be happy down there and settled in Melbourne to extend. You know, so I think long term, you know, there's talk about, you know, he's signed on for, is it 3 years? Signed on for another 3 years,
two
I think
years.
It is, or two-year extension, sorry. and, you know, sort of question marks around Ryan Papenhuyzen. He's off contract at the end of 2025, which is next year. But you got to remember the young man, Suafire Longhall.
Yeah.
I think, in my opinion, I think he is the Storm's number one moving forward. Whenever Ryan Papenhuyzen finishes up in that jersey, whether it be through, you know, retirement, form, or moves to another club, I don't think that would happen. But I think long term, Storm are thinking Suafire Longhall and Nick Meaney. He takes up that centre position.
Mate, I like Nick Meaney at centre because the way I like to select my sides, if I was a coach, is I have one centre that is just super safe, one of the best defensive centres you can find.
Yep.
And then the other centre, I always hope, that is the game changer, is the game breaker. And it may be defensively, he can leak a point here or two, but he probably scores more tries than he lets in. Whereas, like, I look at Nick Meaney and I go, I have no doubt that he can build into one of the game's best, most well-rounded centres.
Well, I think he's rock solid, mate. Mm. You know, and until you sort of walk up to him side by side, like, you don't realise that he's quite a big guy.
Yeah.
He's got a good frame. He's got a good size. He's sneaky fast too.
Yeah.
If you understand what that means. He when he gets into some space and he gets opportunity in some backfield opportunities, like he can finish off half opportunities or half breaks. So, you know, he's got that great ability with the football. He's pretty solid defensively as well. And the bloke kicks goals. Like he's now, I didn't realise sort of how good he was until sort of I started watching him a bit closely or a bit more closer at when he joined the Melbourne Storm. But he'd be one of the top handful of goal kickers in the competition right now, well, as far as percentages are concerned. So he's a great asset to the club.
Well, I'll tip you up. So the gentleman at Sportsbet, they had basically, you know, top point scorers, you know, who you could bet on at the start of the year. And I actually had to speak to them and say, no, I think Nick Meaney's going to kick because they had little Pappy there.
Oh, right.
And so they weren't even aware he was going to kick and they ended up putting him in as a market.
Oh, so he didn't even have a price.
Oh, so again,
imagine if you found him at the bottom of the list like 500 to 1.
Oh, mate, well, that's what I was fuming because I was like, well, I should get the 500 to 1 odds because I'll tip you up to it. But you know,
you get better odds anyway, don't you?
Oh, turn it up, mate. I'm just a battler. But it furthers your point of Meaney's unassuming nature, you know? Like he's a bloody good player and he's important.
Yeah.
He's an integral part of that Storm side. And I don't think, I think goal kicking doesn't really get enough appreciation. Like, for example, when a coach is sitting down, most people think he's just picking the best 17. But goal kicking has to come, like, who is going to be my goal kicker? Sometimes people get selected half because of that.
Yeah. Well, you look at a couple of players that have played our game, right? They weren't noted for their defense or their try scoring ability or other things other outside of goal kicking. And they were sharpshooters. You know what I mean? Hazem El Mazri, one of the best goal kickers you'll ever see in our game. Darryl Halligan, the same thing. Chuck Halligan, he was unbelievable. You know, so particularly in today's game where, you know, like everyone puts so much time into their goal kicking, it's really important to have a top line kicker that, you know, you've got to be kicking at least 75% strike rate to be regarded as a good kicker now. That, you know, when it comes to those moments where you need the 2 points, he's going to slot them. Like, perfect example was the other week where Gutho had the kick after the siren against West Tigers. Like, feel for him because he's not a full-time kicker.
Yeah.
Right? The full-time kickers, they've done 100, 150 shots at goal that week during training, and they're used to those situations, and they just knock them over. Whereas part-timers like Gutho, poor fella.
Cool.
Shank.
We're still putting it into the poor bloke.
Shank.
Put it into him last week, and we brought it back up and put it into him again. Just getting
booted. How'd he go last week? None from two? Did he kick?
Oh, I'm not sure, actually.
Poor fella.
Poor fella. Love Gutho. Love Gutho.
Gutho.
That was the good oil, thanks to Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. After the break, we'll get into some of your questions for Cam and talk Dally M voting.